You know, there are many stories about emanations of Dodi Shugden displaying magical powers. In his book, Heart Jewel, Geshe talks about the previous incarnations of Dodi Shugden. And he introduces this prayer by Thakpo Khalsang Khedrab Rinpoche, in which it's just the opening line of this prayer. Khedrab says, "With deep faith, I prostrate to you, Vajradhara, Dodi Shugden." If I say, "Okay, that's it, we've finished now, please go away and meditate on that line," it says it all. We receive so many blessings just thinking. Geshe calls him a highly realized master. And he says, he addresses Dodi Shugden as Vajradhara, Dodi Shugden. In his mind, Vajradhara and Dodi Shugden are the same. So then he lists a number of previous incarnations of Dodi Shugden. So I want you for a moment, just go with your imagination. Imagine you're back at the time of Buddha Shakyamuni. Imagine you meet a teacher, a very special, you're introduced by Buddha to a very special teacher who has an incredible impact on your mind. You want to come close to that teacher. You want to stay with him. Maybe you want to own him. You want him to be with you all the time. Take him back to your house and keep him there. He's so precious. So you invite him to your house and you lay on a big banquet. And you have this very special gift for him. Halfway through the meal, you rise to offer this gift. It's a precious garment to your guest. And when you look up to offer to your guest, he's vanished. Or there is there emptiness. So we read these stories, but I think very important to go there in our imagination. Because although we have to use imagination to go there, this actually happened. And this happens all the time. This, of course, we know is the story of King Ajatashatru, who went to Buddha and he had committed some very bad negative actions. Normally, looks like very difficult to recover. They're called actions of immediate retribution because the next life you go to hell. He had so much remorse. He went to Buddha. And Buddha helped him, but then he said, go and see Manjushri. You have some special karmic connection with Manjushri. Here we're talking about Bodhisattva Manjushri, who was one of the eight disciples of Buddha Shakyamuni. He was a previous incarnation of Dodi Shugden. It's the same person. And in order to remove obstacles from his mind, then Manjushri performed this extraordinary, we could say, displaying miracle powers. And can you imagine the king? Can you imagine? You've got this fantastic, you've got Bodhisattva Manjushri in your house. He's your principal guest for dinner, and you've got all of your neighbors in and what have you. And you're about to make this offering. I mean, can you imagine the anticipation in the mind? So he picks it up and he looks. And Manjushri has completely vanished. He didn't like tiptoe out the door or something like. He just vanished into emptiness. And the king's mind is like, what? He's thinking. Geshe say he's thinking. Who is Manjushri? Where is Manjushri? He couldn't find Manjushri. He couldn't find in his mind a truly existent Manjushri. It looked like almost realized emptiness just by this one action of this extraordinary being. And then he thought, well, Manjushri's not here. I might as well try this cloak on myself. So he picked it up and he's just putting it on and he's like, ah, who is the king? He was a king, King Ajatashatru. Where is the king? He couldn't find himself, the self that he normally sees. vanished into emptiness. And he gained, through the power of this action, he gained a direct realization of emptiness. This person who's supposed to be going to hell in his next life gained a direct realization of emptiness, became a superior being just through the power of Bodhisattva Manjushri's display of miracle powers. This Dorji Shugden at work. We have to understand. And then, of course, there are many other stories. We had time, I'd love to go through all of these stories that Geshe-la gives in his book, Heart. You can read them. But it's all about magic. It's all about something that's completely outside the realms of our ordinary existence. And I think it's very important to make contact with that magic, to feel the magic, to let the magic come alive in our minds. We all know the story of Mahasiddha Biwawa. Incredible. One time a king, angry king, tried to kill him, sent his people in. They couldn't even lift him up. All these people. So then they decided to bury him alive. Then he reappeared. So then they burnt him alive. He reappeared. Looks like through his power, magical powers, the king couldn't do something. Through this, the king developed faith through this demonstration of miracle powers. And then a many story, you know, another time he went to the river Ganges. He wanted to cross, ask a boatman, please take me across the river. And the boatman, oh, you give me some money then. And I don't have any money. He's a yogi. I don't carry purses. So, but we haven't got any money, then you don't get a ride. And so, you know the story of it. Well, oh, well, this river has been flowing for a long time. It's quite tired. Maybe it needs to rest. And he stopped the river flowing. And the boatman was like, what? Do you think this happened or not? It wasn't reported in the newspapers, and there's no historical account of it, but what do you think? Did it happen or not? See, this is the important point. This magic happens. It happens all the time, and it didn't stop happening in the past. It's happening now, right now. This kind of magic is happening all the time.